Okay. So Diary has been asked to coordinate two short projects this year, and both projects are dependent on the input of the whole of the disability advocacy sector to be successful. So I thought I would take the opportunity today to explain what we are doing and why, and to give you the opportunity to ask some questions. So the first of these projects is the feasibility study into a central intake referral process for disability advocacy organisations. Now, as you know, DAARU's core business is to create and disseminate resources that support a strong and thriving disability advocacy sector. DAARU disseminates relevant and up-to-date information through a multi-channel platform that includes websites, e-news, social media. We convene forums like this around the state, so there's a coordinated approach to issues of concern. We provide professional development opportunities and training and do capacity building projects on behalf of the sector like this one. But as a dedicated disability advocacy resource unit, we also receive a large number of calls from people with disabilities, their families and carers who are seeking an advocate to help them with specific issues. This function has evolved by default rather than design, filling a gap for the sector, but it's not the intended role of DAARU. There's currently no way of determining the demand for advocacy and no formal arrangement for the sector to refer clients between agencies. The Office for Disability approached DAARU to undertake a feasibility study into a central intake point for disability advocacy. During the consultation process to develop the Victorian Disability Advocacy Futures Plan, the department received feedback about the current intake process for the disability advocacy organisations who do individual advocacy. The current intake process was described as having long waiting lists, operating without standard models of intake, lacking system for appropriate referrals, lacking clear timelines or criteria for access, functioning without clear guidelines for utilising self-advocacy. So this project will support the delivery of two actions from the plan: commissioning research to help develop a simpler and more transparent intake process for people with disabilities and their families from 2021, working with partner organisations to provide a more consistent and streamlined intake process for advocates. This project will support the delivery of these actions by providing tools and resources for advocates and other relevant stakeholders to support a simpler and more transparent intake process, providing recommendations and options for a best practice intake process for the Victorian Disability Advocacy Program based on good practice and consultation with key stakeholders. So, how are we going to do this? DAARU feels it's really important that we remain impartial from any solution that the sector wants. Anything that the sector wants needs to be actually driven by the sector. So DAARU will oversee the coordination of the project to make sure that all the things happen. VCROSS will do the desktop research and writing for it because there's a skill set at VCROSS for that and a tiny budget. And we will engage an independent consultant who will come and work with all of you to talk to you about what the reality is for you and what you think will work and work out a good way forward after mapping out what the reality is. So I think the goal is we all want the same thing. We all want a better system for people with disability to be able to get advocacy quicker and in an easier way. We all want shorter waiting lists. How we do it, we just all have to sort of try and work out and agree on an easier way forward. So just watch out for that person that's going to come around knocking on your doors, and I hope you all engage in the process and see what comes out of it. The second project. This is an exciting one. The impact of the NDIS on disability advocacy organisations. DAVU has been providing feedback to the Office for Disability that the disability advocacy sector is unable to absorb the increased demand being generated by the NDIS. People are being turned away from services or put on waiting lists, and other core areas of advocacy work are not being sufficiently resourced because of the demand for assistance with the NDIS access and appeals. There's also been a significant impact on DAVU with the increase of calls from people wanting advocacy assistance and nowhere to send them. The Office for Disability have also said that the Victorian Disability Advocacy Agencies are constantly reporting an unprecedented increase in the demand for advocacy. This has in part been attributed to the implementation of the NDIS and additional investment in the sector via IRC funding. Advocacy agencies are being impacted in multiple ways, including an increase in demand for individual advocacy resulting in expanding waiting lists and the closure of services. Advocacy agencies are reporting taking on roles and functions that would traditionally be attributed to services and case managers, which no longer exist. Substantial organisational growth is also affecting all advocacy organisations who have attracted funding for time-limited projects through ILC and transition support packages. Therefore, the Office has asked BCOS, DAVU, SARU, and the Future Social Services Institute to do this project, which measures and looks at the real impact the NDIS is having on the disability advocacy organisation, and it will do two things. It will provide the Office for Disability with an independent evaluation of the impact the NDIS is having on disability advocacy organisation, and provide recommendations to the Victorian Government, Commonwealth Government, and the NDIA on what's needed to address the issues. Fund the development of resources to help alleviate pressure on the sector. Resource development will be undertaken by DAVU and SARU and informed by the research recommendations. We have a project advisory group to help guide the project. However, the research will be predominantly done by the Future Social Services Institute. Paul Ramcharan is the project lead and sends his apologies today. They will come up with the recommendation for resources, which will be taken on by SARU and DAVU towards the end of the project, as well as recommendations for government, the sector, and the NDIA. The research team at the Future Social Services Institute plans to do a big analysis of the data of both the Victorian Disability Advocacy Program and the National Disability Advocacy Programs, plus the ILC programs, to measure the impact that the NDIS is having on the organisations. They will do a survey, which I hope you will all respond to, because the more that we engage with this, the stronger the case that we will have. They will also plan to interview all of you, collect and create some case studies, and run some focus groups. This is a really important project for our sector so that we can produce the evidence that proves what we already know and come up with some solutions and recommendations for this. The project is due for completion by September 2020. So does anyone have any questions about either of those projects? Okay, I'm gonna need someone to run the microphones for me. There's one over there. Just one moment, please.
Hi, Melissa. Just looking at the project advisory group, was there any thought, or I don't even know how you do it, into getting a representative on that group from a disability advocacy organisation?
The project advisory group, advisory is probably just a bad word for it, but it was more like a project guidance group. It's more like who's a person from each of the organisations in the project just guiding this thing along. There will be other groups with disability advocacy organisations in it, but really that group just organising the project stuff at the moment. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm just wondering how we can embed some LGBTIQ stuff across both of the projects. So with the intake ones, best practice stuff to do with LGBTIQ intake. And then also with this one, looking at LGBTIQ people with disabilities, experiences of trying to access advocacy in the NDIS. I know that Thorn Harbour Health have currently got a 3-year ILC grant that looks at self-advocacy for LGBTIQ people with disabilities. I happen to be, unsurprisingly, on their co-design group. And one of the things that we looked at the session last week was the NDIS and barriers to the NDIS and assist and getting advocacy in that space. So I just wonder if there's a space that we could talk to some of those people and capture that as well.
I know that the project group for the the researchers working on the NDIS project will be looking at all the projects being done around that space as well to find those intersections.
Great, cool.
Yeah. Sorry.
How this project will improve access NDIS performance? Sorry, I didn't introduce myself. You know my name, Amy.
I'm sorry, you'll need to repeat your question. I didn't catch it.
How this project will improve access NDIS performance?
This project is more around, well, there's two different ones. The first one is more around how people can access disability advocacy services quicker and easier. And the second project is more around looking at how the NDIS has put more pressure on disability advocacy agencies. So it doesn't look directly at how to improve NDIS services. It's more around how to improve getting quicker access to disability advocacy agencies. Anyone has any questions they want to talk to me about later or think of anything later, you all know where to find me. I'm happy to talk to you one-on-one later, or you can email me. Yeah, because it's really important that you all come along on this journey with us. To make it work, we need you. Okay. So I think I'll let you go home now. So thank you everyone for coming today. Thank you to all the presenters. Thank you to Expression Australia for operating the live stream and Michael for all our audio needs. Thank you to the amazing Auslan interpreters and safe travels home.